UAPs December 12, 2023. A UAP was sighted in Hawaii. While videoing an aircraft, a UAP appeared. It was a little unusual even for a UAP sighting because the object appeared to be spinning like a top. There were several witnesses to the event. While some believed it was a UAP, some were guessing on what it could be. A second spinning flying UAP was captured on video. It was taken by a passenger on a flight from Bogota to Salento in Colombia. It is so unusual for two spinning UAPs to be seen so close together in time. I think sightings of UAPs where many people see the same object or objects are the most amazing ones. The Phoenix Lights was one, but there were others we don't hear much about anymore, like the UAPs over the Capitol in the early 1950s or even before that when a UAP appeared in 1948 over a football stadium in North Dakota at night. Even the sighting at O'Hare Airport was witnessed by hundreds of people, and some were even warned not to mention it by their employers at the airport. I don't believe these were just accidents. I think extraterrestrials wanted to make their presence known. Maybe they wanted the governments of the world to announce they were here and thought it would be better coming from our authorities. Mass UAP sightings have been going on for thousands of years. Even the ancient Egyptians recorded one which occurred about 3,500 years ago. Their description was a circle of fire came down from the sky and several days later others joined it. It was further described as being about 15 feet across. One day at a later time all the objects rose at the same time and left. The information was found on the Tully Papyrus. There are other ancient UAP events with witnesses, but I won't go into them right now as I have spoken about them recently. The government has reported a surge in UAP reports. They went on to say most of the reports turn out to be balloons or drones. They always try and make us think most if not all are nonsense. They did however say some need further investigation. It's not what they say, but what they didn't say, which was they never said any could be extraterrestrial. It is like this is some sort of forbidden word. At least they are not calling some of the sightings swamp gas anymore. A non-profit UAP organization has stated there were more than 170,000 UAP sightings since 1974. I want to be generous here, so let's say only 1 in 5 sightings are reported. That would mean there were 850,000 sightings. I have always said I felt only about 1 in 10 sightings were reported. California has been the site for many strange UAPs. But this new round of circular orange UAPs which can change shape is unusual even for a UAP sighting. Yes, we have seen UAPs changing shape, but I don't recall a fleet of them doing it together before. A woman was on hand for the event and managed to take a video of the UAPs. This was not the first time she has seen similar UAPs. She said the event lasted for over 50 minutes and they didn't seem to fly away but sort of just disappeared. A security camera video of a UAP flying over Denver has sparked a lot of interest. The video shows what looks like a fireball lighting up the sky then disappearing. There could be a problem with this sighting as the source of the video is said to be unknown. The Defense Department has come out with a form for reporting UAPs. Some are saying it is only for service members and vets right now, but they believe it eventually will be opened to everyone. I can't affirm any of this information. In 1990, a strange UAP sighting took place in Montreal, Canada. About 30 people watched as a UAP hovered over the hotel. The people were in the street and a couple on the roof. Photos of an extraterrestrial came out a little while ago. It resembles a gray, but its skin looks brown. The alien was said to have startled a security guard. Uri Geller, the famous spoonbender, called the photo amazing. The photos had been sent to Whitley Strieber, an author who said he had an abduction experience in 1985. One of the photos taken of an alien, which many believe is the best proof, was one taken by the KGB. It was a black and white photo and featured what seemed to look like a gray, and interestingly it was wearing clothes or a uniform. There is a place in Colorado named the UFO Watchtower. It seems to attract tourists, and some, like one woman, claim it is the place to be to see UAPs. She stated she once was on the watchtower with about 10 other people and saw a cylindrical UAP flying overhead. The woman has recorded many different sightings over the years. An older video of a UAP has started to get a lot of attention lately. As people watched the UAP split into two and both flew away. Maybe I should say before blinking out, because it didn't actually fly away. While it is unusual for witnesses to see UAPs split in two or more pieces, it does happen. In 2004, one was videoed in Phoenix, Arizona. The video shows a very bright light in the sky which also splits in two pieces. One of the things I don't like is when those in power say we can't handle the truth about UAPs. I know I don't like others telling me what I am or am not capable to handle, and I bet you feel the same way. In the decades since the Roswell crash, many different politicians have come out saying we can't handle the UAP truth. I think this decision should be left to us, even if the truth is terrible. A couple of days ago, as of the writing of this article, pilots of different planes reported seeing lights appearing and disappearing in the night sky. One radioed the controller he saw lights appear, move from left to right, then disappear. Another pilot radioed in and told the same story. A new article came out which makes me a little sad. It stated Tom DeLonge, the founder of the To the Stars Academy, has agreed with the government's withholding of UAP info. This really surprised me. I hope he will reconsider this opinion down the road.